With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Babe.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is...
Babe.
You cry, you learn, you lose,
you learn.
You agree, you learn. You choke, you learn.
Hi.
we're back.
That is eerie.
That's eerie.
I feel like since
we
doing this,
we did not plan that.
I feel like since doing this show, you and I are like phoned in on this frequency that is kind of surreal.
Yeah,
like we really do like finish each other's sentences and say this. It's really weird. And I honestly think this show has made that possible in a weird way, accidentally.
Like, we didn't totally plan accidentally. This.
We did not plan this,
but
no.
Here we are.
I feel like we skipped a week, obviously, because Laura went to
I went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, and so yeah, we skipped a week.
Yeah. Did you miss us?
I think they did.
They did.
Yeah.
The readers really missed us.
You know what's so funny? Like, it's so funny. When we do this once a week, it's like, oh, it's like a lot. But when we go 2 weeks.
Ryan always.
When we go 2 weeks, it's too long. So I think I really like a week and a half.
What do you mean a week and a half?
I don't know. Like, a week, a podcast every week and a half.
Anyways.
It's not gonna
I love that like complicated recording schedule that you're trying to like weasel your way into.
No, Laura will never let that happen.
No,
don't worry, dear readers. Laura's got your back.
Absolutely not.
She's got your back.
But Ryan has some news.
What are you talking about? About what?
Do you want to break it to the readers or should I?
Literally, what are you talking about?
That you're now sober.
Oh my god, stop. I am not sober. Shut up.
Ryan literally hasn't drank in
5 days.
5 days. Can you believe?
Can you believe?
Can you believe?
Can you believe, honey?
He goes, how long do you think I'll last?
She says tonight.
I said tonight.
No, I think I'm going to San Francisco tomorrow, and I think that will be the test.
I would love some wine tonight.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
I'm still feeling good. The first week is always like easy breezy because you just feel like you're back to life.
When have you done longer than a week? Did you do a month?
Yeah. No.
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 You did like 10 days.
I've done. No. Honestly, the longest I've gone probably was when I had my anxiety attack and I didn't drink for like almost a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot for me to stop.
Ryan needs to like question his life, all his choices, go numb in the face,
yeah,
be freaking out,
yeah, like literally
in order to be like, maybe I shouldn't drink for a little
right.
bit.
Well, what happened was is that you and Jonathan left me all alone on Melrose Place.
Oh yeah, you were all alone this past weekend. I felt bad for you,
and I realized I really truly am codependent on both you and Jonathan because when you guys both leave at the same time, one of you's gone. Who cares? Both, I'm like. Like, it's actually insane.
Yeah.
Both of you are gone. I'm like, oh, shit. Because, like, you live next door to me. I live with Jonathan within this little compound that we live on. It's my whole world.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I have tons of friends, obviously. But, I mean, that goes without saying. But yeah, when you guys are gone, I'm kind of like, I feel a little...
You were out to sea.
Unmoored. Yeah, I feel a little, like, crazy. So... Basically, and also, oh my god, so it was also when my mom was in town, so it kind of felt like Christmas. Like, I had a really hard time over Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
So, I mean, truly, like, really depressed. So then, that kind of happened again. It was weird, like, when you were gone, you obviously were getting phone calls from me. I was, like, really upset. I was, like, not in a good way. I was feeling really fragile. I was just...
It doesn't take much for you to get to a fragile place, is what I'm realizing.
No shit. But... I was just like waking up every day and feeling depressed, and I don't like that feeling. I'm not used to that feeling either. Mm-hmm. I hadn't felt that way since Christmas. So anyway, I saw that the circumstances were the same, which were that you and Jonathan were both out of town and my mom was in town. And mm-hmm. like those were the things that set me off last time.
Yeah.
So
So what'd you do differently?
Well, I didn't. That was the point. I was drinking again heavily to deal with the stress and the anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And I realized every day waking up with a hangover that it made it worse.
Oh yeah.
What drinking does,
it really does make it, it does it makes make it worse.
So much worse, because what it does for me is, I think when you're hungover, you're already kind of a raw nerve. And mm-hmm. so when you're already feeling like shit, it just gives you none of the resources to deal with things.
Yeah.
Like it kind of reminds me when I was like on pills, and how when you were on painkillers, you couldn't handle anything. Like you, like literally like a package wouldn't come and I'd be like, oh my God. And I would just have like no coping mechanisms, and I'd be like, where's my package? And I would just be like freaking out. It just really, really,
it hypes up your anxiety.
It makes you ill-equipped to deal with anything. You can't deal with anything. Like, any kind of surprises. And this is actually a very, like, stressful, busy time for me, for reasons I can't talk about legally yet. but which are all very good things.
Yeah.
They're all very good things, but they are, there's a lot happening at once, and I'm very busy right now, and blah, blah, blah. It's all very good, but I need to be operating at 100%. So I wasn't. I was, when you guys were gone, I was definitely like, you know, boozy Kurtz. And I was like, I woke up on Sunday and I was like, oh, I feel like shit. This needs to stop. And then it's like, and then, you know.
And then you got sober.
I got sober for 5 days. I'll probably drink tonight. No, not tonight.
You will.
Tomorrow.
No, let's have some wine tonight.
Ew. God, you are so selfish.
Let's have a glass of wine.
My God.
Ryan, what are you trying to accomplish? You're not even trying to accomplish anything.
Well, no, but it
no,
does.
No, you needed to do... You. I get that it. You needed to do it for this week because yeah. of reasons we can't say for legally. Legal purposes.
Yeah.
But now it's over. So let's celebrate.
Well, I got it.
I got it.
Well, I got it.
So, yeah, you weren't drinking. I was
drinking
in Oklahoma.
What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do? No, Casey, y'all.
Family time.
Family time was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hung out with your dad.
I hung out with my dad. I hung out with my mom.
You got Botox.
I got Botox
again.
Oh,
you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel spectacularly beautiful with my Botox forehead. There's some movement, but it's like such a nice, like,
when I think you, get, you still move. I honestly,
yeah, there's
I get,
little...
I'm getting all your movements still.
Yeah, no, I'm very expressive and have extremely strong forehead muscles, so
you do.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh my a God, little
wait, by the way, I was going to tell you this. Has anyone watched, are you plugging Influenced, your show?
Okay, here's the deal. I haven't so
weird.
Plugged it and
you're
it's
such
weird.
A weirdo.
I'm a weirdo, okay. Babe, I have like, I'm working through my problems.
Okay, well, let me do it for you, which
okay.
I have no problem self-promoting, obviously.
I know.
So Laura has the show with Graydon Shepherd, her other gay creative soulmate. And it's fucking hilarious. It's called Influenced. It's on YouTube.
And
it's,
you can find it.
Genius.
At influence.life is the website.
It's so fucking funny. And I was going to tell you, I was going to call you and I didn't. But I watched the episode where it was so good. Graydon plays the Uber driver and he's like, come to prank you. And you go in and you're like, I can't work with Graydon. He's literally doing. And it's just like, Graydon's face is just like, it's just
Graydon
like,
has the best facial expressions of like, oh, when he too. Gets sad. We're like, we have good chemistry together.
You have
together.
Good chemistry.
It's a great show,
it's
and I'm really
funny.
Proud of it. And it's, I'm bringing my true raw
lols. You guys have
lols.
So many videos. I literally, like,
so many.
I checked in yesterday and I was like, oh my God, there was like four videos I had not seen.
Yeah, we've
I
uploaded
was like,
a ton.
Shit.
But I think both of us are really bad at self-promotion. So we're working.
Yeah,
we're trying to build each other up.
Because Graydon's like a shy Canadian sweetie pie.
Yeah.
And
but it's also one of the funniest people I know.
He's truly hilarious.
He is. I could think, I'm thinking about him now and like want to cry laugh because he just like brings me so much joy.
We went to the movies together this weekend. They were like, I was like in my K-hole of like, ugh, I had to write all these jokes on Saturday and I was like not feeling very lol. And I was like, I need a lol infusion. And so I texted Graydon and Kyle and was like, can we go see Blockers? And then we did.
Was Blockers funny?
Jane.
Anyways.
Cut. Jane. Cut. Jane.
Anyways. No, influence.life is the website for me and Graydon's YouTube channel. And if you go to it, like and subscribe. We need hits. We have like 100 hits on
it's
YouTube.
Really crazy because I'm like, it's so fucking good. But what you need is honestly like a piece of press.
I know. Well, if you're a writer and you're listening,
write about it.
I will take interviews. Anyways, so I was in Oklahoma. I was hanging out with my family and listing a bunch of my mom's stuff on Craigslist because she's trying to downsize and I'm a good daughter who wants
this
to help.
This moving process with her has been like months long.
It's a journey.
It's so weird. It's a roller
coaster. I met
coaster.
Her realtor, Simon, who I'm obsessed with.
Is he gay?
He is not. I mean, he's like a cutie.
Real estate agents have to be hot.
I feel like we have to cut this because I feel like Simon's going to listen to it.
He listens to Babe?
Well, now I told him about my podcast.
Jesus. Well, I love how, by the way, you're like, I have a hard time self-promoting. And then you're like, Simon, here's my business card. It's like, go to babepodcast.com. Oh, God, you're such a weirdo.
But he helped Vicky Gunvalson.
Oh, right.
Daughter.
You told me about this. And Brianna. Brianna, who's my everything. I love Brianna.
He had some good Vicky story.
What is it? You can't say it? Fuck. No. Wait, can we say it on the bonus episode?
Yeah, we'll say on the bonus episode.
But wait, I mean, I think with Patreon members, we're kind of just hoping that there's the honor code kind of enforced where people don't talk. I don't know. Right?
Yeah.
Like they don't like blab what we're talking about because we do talk about some shit on there.
We did, but nothing bad. I mean, we're never going to talk shit that we're going to get in like huge trouble for.
No.
At least I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to have a life. Yeah. I just recently am able to pay for workout classes again. So
Laura is getting her life back on track.
Yeah, my life's getting back on track. I just started working out again today. I feel amazing.
Oh, you worked out today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And
Sweat Garage?
I went to Sweat Garage I didn't barf during the class, which was a first.
Jenna, your friend Jenna that was in town was like,
I got sick, like...
Yeah, she literally was, like, Laura just vomited. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I was, I was, like, vomiting during workout classes.
Because you're just... Are you out of shape?
I hadn't done it, and I was out of shape. Yeah. And today, I took things really slow and didn't drink too much water. And then just, like, I'm easing myself back into a fitness lifestyle. Because I was, like, so fitnessy, and then I had to stop because I didn't have money.
Yeah.
So now
you're working out again.
So I'm working out again.
Cha-ching!
I'm trying to figure out my tax drama, which is always a troll. And I troll myself with it because I think I'm missing the deadline for taxes, but my accountant did file an extension. So if anyone's listening who has tax problems, file your extension. And then at least you're buying yourself some time. Don't just not pay your taxes. Trust, it never works out the way you want it to.
I incorporated.
You did?
Yeah.
Babe.
Well, I need to get the paperwork, but we filed the name.
That's exciting.
Hey Hun Productions. Yeah, do you love?
Honey, I love that.
I know. I like it.
That's so exciting.
It's cute, right?
I want a company.
Your brain always goes there. I want one too.
I want it. That's exciting. Yeah, God, exciting. We're so much business is getting done.
We are. Speaking of which, our t-shirts are... what? They're happening.
Our t-shirts are happening. Just got a sample.
Laura was not.
I love certain elements of it, but it didn't other elements. And so we're getting... Right. We're doing a little tweakage.
Yeah.
But once this merch comes out, it's going to be worth the wait.
I think so too.
Super, super swear.
It's going to look really cute.
It's going to look really chic.
It's really well done.
And I feel... You know, we're like clothing designers now, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
We're fashion.
Slow down.
We're in fashion now.
Oh my God. Okay.
Streetwear. Watch out. We're disrupting the market. I'm like... Take our shirts to Fairfax and
We go to Fairfax. You need to just drop them on the floor and then walk away.
We need to do a Babe Supreme.
Babe X
Supreme.
Well, Nan Golden just did a fucking thing with Supreme, which I thought was psychotic, but
we need a Babe Supreme collab.
Okay.
I see that in our future. Just wait until you see this merch. It's fucking
Supreme Babe.
Supreme Babe.
Yeah.
Supreme Babe?
Supreme Babe.
I'm telling you, Babe.
Okay.
Supreme.
Okay, well, secret it.
Who has connections to Supreme? Let us know. Email us, babepodcast@gmail.com.
Our readers are really connected, actually, I feel like.
I know. Our readers are chic. They're influencers. They're movers. They're shakers. They're readers.
We're layer downers.
This podcast is actually a podcast for geniuses.
I think so, too.
It is. If you listen to this podcast and you love it, you're very smart.
And honestly, nothing proves that more than the stellar reviews that we get.
The stellar reviews.
The reviews
and
that
also
are truly law, so well written. Yeah. Everything's so well written.
Everyone's so smart. And I'm glad to be surrounded by people who raise me up. And that's the readers.
Oh.
So one thing I had to do when I was in Oklahoma, when I was listing all my mom's shit on Craigslist, I encountered a lot of babes and in the form of Craigslist scammers.
I didn't know about this. You told me this on the phone and I didn't quite understand.
You didn't understand, and I didn't understand until I Googled some shit, but there are so many Craigslist scammers out there.
But like in what way? I'm very confused.
Okay, so I'm going to break down Craigslist scams so that no one has to go through, like no one gets their identity stolen.
Were you aware of Craigslist scammers before doing this?
I was, but I didn't know their tactics.
Okay.
So I listed some of my mom's furniture on Craigslist, and like certain things were like not that nice, like my bedroom furniture or whatever, but then she had a few nice like pieces that should take in a little bit of cash. And so for the nicer higher end stuff, I would get these messages that was like, it would just be like a generic response, like a text message response to my Craigslist ad that would have like the name of whatever like article of thing I was selling on Craigslist, and then just like is this available?
Okay.
So I'd respond and be like, yeah, it's available. Like, let me know if you want to come by and look at it. And then they'd be like, well, I want it, but I can't come by. I'm like, they'd either be like, oh, I'm out of state, or I'm in the army, or I'm taking care of my daughter, but can I send you a check? And when the check clears, I'll send movers to come pick up the furniture. And at first I was like, yeah, like duh, make the check out to like XYZ. But then I had like a suspicion that this was a scam. So then I Googled Craigslist scam, like check. And apparently what they do is they send you a fraudulent check that clears, because your bank has to clear a check within 24 hours. Right. So you get they'll usually offer to pay extra. They'll be like, I'll pay you $20 extra to take down the post and like reserve the item for me. Then they send you a check to your address. You cash it. It goes through. You tell them, they send whatever movers to pick up the furniture you're selling. Then 6 to 10 days after the check gets identified as fraudulent, you get stuck with the fraudulent check fees.
No.
And then they just have your furniture, and you've just like given your furniture away to like a scammer.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant. But also I was just like, fuck. I was like so glad that I was doing it, because my mom literally would just get cleaned out by people, I'm sure.
No. So that would happen a lot.
I think it happens a lot. And I feel like they target, like, not to be ageist, but I feel like they target older people that just like aren't in the
lonely
know.
Older woman selling her belongings.
Yeah,
was that the headline? Like, was that the posting?
Yeah, it's like I think that they just know, like, and they flag, they have like automatic responses to certain keywords in Craigslist listings. So I think it's over a certain price point, or if it's like a brand name of something, they flag it and it automatically sends a message to whoever listed it. So that's one method. Another method that they do is they texted me and asked me about a thing, and I was like, yeah, it's available. Do you want to come look at it? And then they sent me a Google verification code. Like I randomly got like a Google verification code, and they were like, okay, well, I just sent you a verification code that you need to send me that will verify if your listing is real or not. And I was like, this is a scam. Like, you're literally trying to log into my Gmail.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, no, I'm not sending you that. And then they were like, just send it. Prove that it's real. Prove it. And I was like, no, what? I'm not. And then I just started threatening everyone that messaged me like this. I was like, I'm reporting you to the FBI.
You did?
Yeah. And then they stopped immediately.
Wait, babe, this is weird. I'm like, this is so
crazy.
Seedy.
No, it's so seedy. And I got probably 20 of these types of messages. That's all from different
crazy.
Style accounts.
Did you get them? Any real ones? Any real?
Yeah, okay. I sold a lot of the furniture to like real nice people on Craigslist. But then there's so many like scammers out there. So I'm just saying, you got to be careful on Craigslist.
Yeah. You do.
And if ever...
That's harrowing.
Yeah. And if anyone ever says
people thought
that,
A Quiet Place was scary.
I'm like, if you text me again, I'm reporting you to the police. And then they stop
You
texting.
Should... That's actually a good catch-all for anyone.
Yeah.
Really. Anyone that you don't want to talk to. Just
yeah.
Say,
if like a random jerk guy keeps
someone you
like,
don't
want
to be friends
you.
With anymore, please stop texting me or I'll report you to the
I'm
police.
I'm reporting you to the FBI. I'm reporting your number stop. To the FBI.
Stop texting me.
That's my favorite line that I've said to anyone all week.
Oh, that's amazing.
They'd yeah, be like, you should... send me the code. Prove it. Prove it. I was like, I have nothing to prove except you to the FBI.
Oh, my God.
So great. I protected my mom from getting her
was
identity
was your mom
stolen.
In the loop about any of this? Was she? Like...
I only looped her in when we needed to like coordinate something.
Okay. She was just like Dustin.
Yeah. And so, and then we had some fights, but then we solved that. It was
fights
very,
about what?
Just like. I'd try and list something and then she'd be like, why are you listing it for that price? Why don't you list it for this? And then I'd be like, I just researched everything and we'd just talk about what
she wanted you to list it for higher.
Yeah. Or she, I think she had a misconception that like a lot of her stuff was going to be like
valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's not, it's junk.
Nothing
it's
is valuable.
It's garbage. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like she has bad stuff. It's just like, you're never going to get,
you're never going to like, I remember once I bought this really hideous black crushed velvet blazer from True Religion.
Oh my God, yeah, you've talked about this before
on the podcast.
I think you mentioned
I have.
It somewhere.
And I thought, and it was trash. I remember buying it being like, this is
how much did you spend
trash.
On
like $700 like in 2005.
I just peed, I think.
Yeah. And then I remember, then it took me like, I knew it was hideous. I was like with a gay friend who was like tragic.
Oh my God.
His name was Hector. And he was like, what?
I'm just seeing like Hector okay. seeing this and encouraging this
purchase. So Hector had really bad style. I mean, really bad style. It's from Orange County. He was awful. He was sweet, but whatever. Anyway, so we go shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue, and he's like, he sees this blazer, and he's like, "Oh my God!" And I was like, I was like, I like it too. And he was like, "You need to buy it." And I was like. And it was like this weird...
I've never seen you wear a blazer in our entire friendship.
No, forget it. I just threw away a Marc Jacobs blazer yesterday. I was like, it's almost old. It was trash. It's a blazer. I fucking hate blazers. Fuck blazers. So...
I'm into blazers, like, for women.
Yeah, for women, of course. Yeah. But basically, I got, like, weirdly queer pressured into buying this blazer. And I was like... And I just kind of knew, even instinctually at the age of 19, that it was total trash.
And then you're just like, whatever, I'll pay $700.
I never wore it. And then, no,
did
that's
it have
not true.
Diamonds
I wore
on
it?
It.
No, but it was just, it was
did it
awful.
Have crystals on it?
No.
Was it embroidered?
No, but
it was just
awful.
Velvet.
Black crushed velvet.
It did it have
awful.
Like a color on the inside?
It was like knee length almost. It was trash. No, it was trash. So
do
then,
you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I'm sure there's like Polaroids lying
you
around.
Need to show. We need to share with okay. the readers.
So basically, like when I moved to New York, I never
threw a knee length blazer.
It was awful.
That's not even a blazer.
No, it's not.
Is
I don't know what
coat?
It was. No, it wasn't like. It wasn't like. It's hard to describe.
Was it like a tuxedo?
It was like, no, it wasn't to the knee. It was like it was halfway. I don't really know what it was. I just knew it was trash. So then when
I got a bone chill.
So I never threw it away because, you know, I'm from Ventura and I was raised in a walk-in closet. And so there, I am kind of blue collar, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I could not rationalize throwing away a $700 blazer thing, peacoat mm-hmm. hybrid. And so I went to Tokyo 7 in the East Village and they literally like laughed at me. They were like,
you can't resell True Religion for anything.
Yeah.
You can barely give True Religion away.
No, people stopped believing in that religion. I'll tell you that.
I had two pairs of True Religion jeans.
Oh, I had tons of True Religion jeans. They made my ass look great.
Yeah, they had a good ass look. Their pockets were weird, though. They were low, but somehow it looked good on the butt.
I used to wear 7s a lot, too.
7s never fit me like the way I wish they would have.
Yeah.
J brands were really my go-to.
I know. We get it.
I know.
We love J brands.
I love it.
We've been there.
I was looking through the White Girl Problem because I haven't had a copy of White Girl Problems in my apartment for a long time. Uh-huh. And
did you get a copy?
I got a copy because I had copies left over at my mom's.
Oh, nice.
And I was looking through it and reading some of it again and remembering how hysterical it is.
Oh, it's so funny.
It is truly, it stands the test of time.
Yeah, it's
but then
truly
I was looking through all the drawings, like Babe's drawings, and like all her jeans are J brand. And I was like, that was in the peak throes of my J-brand obsession.
Yeah, I don't think people wear J-brands anymore.
J-brand's not as popular as it once was, but it still holds a special place in my heart.
I'm just wearing American Apparel jeans right now.
Oh my God. He's so down to earth.
I know.
He's relatable. Mm-hmm. You guys, in case you had any questions.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right now, Ryan's just like you.
I'm telling you, you were raised in a walk-in closet, and that's it. I was. I wish you could have seen the closet I lived in.
Is that the article of clothing you've spent the most money on?
No. I don't know what that is. I know that I bought a leather jacket from Marc Jacobs for like $750 mm-hmm. in 2005, but I've worn it. I still wear it. I wore it like last week.
Yeah.
I honestly think a leather jacket is
a leather jacket is an investment.
It's a really
piece.
Good investment.
Yeah. I bought one in college and I've worn it for 10 plus years. Yeah.
And I kind of knew that too. I don't know actually what the most expensive thing. Definitely not nothing $1,000. I'm a guy. Like, what am I going to, I don't have jewelry. Like, I don't. What could be more expensive?
Yeah.
I guess a leather jacket would be, I mean, like there's ones at Acne for like $1,600 mm-hmm. that I covet and I want.
Yeah. I'm not at that level.
Well,
I don't know. I really stopped going in like stores like that because it just becomes, it becomes a troll and it actually is like physically painful to mm-hmm. like go in a store where you can't afford anything mm-hmm. and then just like see things you want.
Yeah.
So the only stores I go in are like secondhand or like thrift stores. And that's in my price point. So then I can get like one or two things.
I still have a lot of fun going. Still have a lot of fun.
Wait, you haven't worn your muscle tee.
Because I can't. That was a mistake. That was a mistake.
You really thought it was a mistake? It photographed well.
No.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you have a photo of it, don't you?
Yeah. I was going to post it on the Patreon. I need to post it on the Patreon so the viewers, because that was the episode we did where we talked about your muscle tee.
Oh my God.
So I'll put it on the Patreon.
No, I'm never wearing it again. I knew it. I knew it the day that I wore it and I was like, nope, can't pull this off. I just can't pull it off. I really can't. Remember we went to a weird birthday party and I was so sad because I have that High Haters shirt that is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but like it was so sweat stained.
And it was a bad look.
Awful.
That part. It was
awful.
Not a good look.
I remember I ran into Jerry O'Connell there. And
did
he
make
like,
a comment?
Well, the thing is that I was thin.
You were thin, but you wore an incredibly unflattering outfit.
It made me look huge. Yeah, it was bizarre. I looked huge.
You looked like a little
pork. I looked like a little pork ball. So I looked like I looked like Jerry O'Connell in Stand By Me. You know what I mean?
Did you tell him that?
No, because he was like, oh, like, you know, I think I'd posted about working out. He's like, I see that you've been working out, you know, it shows. And I was like, thank you, but like I knew that it didn't because I was wearing that awful.
You were wearing
muscle tee.
A weird, but it you cut the sleeves
awful.
Off.
Yeah, you cut the sleeves off. You did.
Oh
that.
Oh my God, you asked me.
Yeah, but you did that.
Never again.
It was a saboteur move.
No, you asked. You self sabotaged.
And it sucks because I just threw away that.
Who am I to say no? Who am I to say no to
just,
your vision?
I just threw away the T-shirt, which is
sucks
because
it was to get rid of it.
It was a collector's thing. It was.
But you could get another one on eBay.
No,
I'm
you
sure.
can't.
You can.
No, Andrew Quo did it. You can't do it.
You can find. I'm sure you can find one.
No.
Well, we'll see. Now I'm on a mission. Now I have something to do over the next week.
Yeah, I'm sure. So anyway, that was also just like one of those parties where you wanted to look good. It was a Hollywood party.
It was. And I looked great.
You looked great.
I looked fantastic at that party.
Remember, I knew I looked bad when someone took a photo of us by the pool from very far away. And I still looked humongous.
Yeah.
From very far away.
A muscle tee, but the opening.
And the thing is, I have muscles. That's the weird part. I don't get it. My body is just not meant for it.
No. And that's okay.
I know.
There are things my body isn't meant for.
Like what?
I'm having a hard time thinking of it. But I know that there are some things
like
that
what?
Are unflattering.
Like what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't off the top of my head think about it.
Misrelatable over here.
But there are. Like, there are certain articles of clothing I've put on and it's been a no. I just can't think of it. Anyways.
Amy Schumer and I feel pretty over here. I love that movie. I am gorgeous. It's like, yeah, you are. I'm confused. Yeah. You are actually pretty thin and look great.
Yeah, you're an attractive lady.
Don't really understand.
I'm curious though. I want to see that movie.
Oh, I want to see it too. I love Michelle Williams playing like a bitchy something or other. I think that's going to be like a fun thing for her.
I live.
Yeah. And I love
Naomi Campbell.
And I do love Amy Schumer. I do. Yeah. I think she's funny. It wasn't her fault.
Story break. Amy Schumer's funny. Oh my God.
Well, you know, I think we all got confused when she made Snatched.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was confusing.
I don't blame her for that. Yeah. I don't know who to blame.
I don't know.
I'm still looking for someone to blame, please. But it's not
if
her.
You can, if babes, if you can find someone who to appropriately blame for Snatch.
I feel like someone needs to come and take responsibility for that movie and be like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like,
it was me.
This is my fault.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
either totally. Like an executive or a producer or like something. Someone who fucked that movie up because it should have been hysterical.
I also love like getting Goldie out of retirement to do nothing.
Yeah.
Literally like, Goldie, here's the role that you've been waiting for the last 24 years. And she's just like, in the movie, she's like, hey, don't do that. That's like her.
She's like, is that porn? Yeah, it's confusing. And I would like someone to, you know, do it the right thing.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
please.
If one of the readers is responsible for Snatched.
Just say it.
Just say it.
Write us an email.
Yeah, and all is forgiven.
Yeah.
I'd like the $3.99 back that I paid to watch.
You paid $3.99
on Amazon Video.
Oh, I saw it in theaters. So
what are you writing?
I'm just writing my name.
Laura's doodling like she's in the Virgin Suicides over here.
I have Jesus. A diary of stuff we have to talk about.
You're like Trip Fontaine.
Let's talk about
what
you wanted to talk about. Odessa Adlon.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal.
Who
so
is this?
So Blockers, okay, so Blockers stars Pamela Adlon's daughter, Gideon Adlon.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that fucking name.
Gideon Adlon.
Pamela Adlon is the creator and star of the show called Better Things on FX, which I have not seen.
Oh, I need to watch that.
I have not seen, but everyone loves it. So
it's a babe.
I should watch it.
Like an exclamation point babe.
So basically Gideon is like 20 and she's in the movie and she does a fine job.
I love a girl named Gideon.
Well, the daughter's names are Gideon, Odessa, and Rocky.
Chic.
Babe, I actually don't know how you don't know these girls because they are...
I don't know either.
They are like LA lit. Like they are just like... They're just gorgeous, stunning, like creative girls. Like,
are they on
just,
Instagram?
Oh, honey. They're on Instagram. God.
I can't wait
So one night could not sleep. Oh, it's when Laura and Jonathan were away.
When we're away, Ryan will play.
So I just fell down. So I looked up Gideon, and to be honest, I was kind of bored. I was like, whatever, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems kind
of
lame.
She's not the star of the show.
Yeah. So, but then I started looking at photos of her and her sisters, and I looked at Odessa, who I think is the middle. She's 18.
Mm-hmm.
She's stunning. I mean, like...
I need to, like, look her up.
Literally, like... comically beautiful and so self-assured, so stylish. I was like, who is this girl? I literally was like, holy shit, my jaw dropped. And then I realized that she's dating Jaden Smith, which of course she is. The paparazzi photos of her and Jaden are unreal. They're just like photographed like making out in Calabasas.
Oh my God, she has 124,000 followers.
No, she's stunning. She's 18. She did like, now she's an actress. She like did a arc on Nashville. And now she got cast in some CBS pilot, which I'm like, honey, you're actually like too good for that. You should do some like indies.
Oh my God. She's artsy.
No, she's artsy as fuck.
She was in. What is this movie?
What?
Oh, she was in Love on Netflix. She had like a little role. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
She's
She's honestly just a remarkably self-possessed, cool as fuck, stylish teenager. And it's just, you know, I think LA girls are just like born self-possessed because they just are given like the resources and the encouragement to like be like themselves at a very young age. I think that's honestly like kind of I think that's kind of the draw, is that you're seeing people who are like 17 and like you're like, wow, when I was 17 I literally hated myself and I wasn't sure of myself and all this stuff. And
like I was on drugs and having like a nervous breakdown.
And I mean, I'm sure they are too, but they're looking a lot better doing it.
Yeah, they're like, it's so weird because like when I was at home I was going through old photos and I uncovered a lot from like my high school days, and
it was so weird to like see myself, because I look really innocent in the photos. Like you would not be looking at those and be like, oh my God, this is like someone that's on like drugs all the time and like hates her life and is depressed and like has undergone like sexual assault.
I used to take photos of me and my friends doing coke in college.
You're a psycho.
And I would post them to LiveJournal. I was insane.
Oh my God.
No, I know.
That's like the sign of someone that's like not a coke head is that they're just like,
I hate a coke.
Let's have a coke photo shoot.
I hate a coke, but I would have a coke photo shoot all the time.
Yeah, but I just like looked really innocent and not edgy at all, even though even though I was like doing lots of crazy shit. And then it's not like these LA girls that are just like sexy sexual.
It's crazy. They're just so. They look, again, I keep saying the word self-possessed. They just look so powerful and so sure of themselves, which I'm sure is like kind of posturing, but it still is jarring to see that level of confidence exuding from a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the photos of her and Jaden?
No.
Oh, it's beyond. It's like her and Jaden are just like the it couple.
So is she a babe exclamation for you?
She probably is.
She's definitely
babe.
A babe.
She's probably a babe.
And you cannot be 17 and like kind of famous offspring and not be.
Can you
be
just
a
Google?
Babe.
I want you to see. I'm sorry. Can you just Google it? I want
her
you to
and
see.
Jaden?
Yeah. Like, babe, it's beyond. Like, she's so chic.
I was
she's
really
stunning.
Obsessed with Jaden's ex, Sarah Snyder.
Oh, yeah. Who is she? I don't know her.
She like got arrested for like grand larceny shoplifting or something. She's like a real babe.
Shoplifting like, is a very babe.
Shoplifting is a mega babe, especially when you're like rich.
I mean, I was addicted to shoplifting.
I know you were. It's not for me. It's not my crime of choice, but I like support like a shoplifting journey. I really consider shoplifting a lot, but I can never pull the plug because I'm just like would be horrified.
I think it all, I mean, not to be like that bitch, but I think it's, you didn't even Google it.
I'm Googling
you
it now.
To,
don't tell
you
your
stop.
Shoplifting story because you've already told it.
I'm not
it.
Going to. I'm just saying, I think that, not to be that bitch, but I think that like if you're shoplifting from like a huge corporation, like TBH, who cares? But if you're shoplifting from like a locally owned business, that's not chic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have politics. You looking?
Yeah, I'm looking. Odessa Adlon, Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith is a babe.
Yeah, well.
He's all the babes.
Yeah, he's all the babes at once.
I like that he does. Oh, wow.
Babe, she's unreal. She almost feels like a Sofia Coppola character. Or honestly, like a Larry Clark character brought to life.
Oh my God, she's what? Gorgeous.
She's stunning. And she got cast in some CBS multicam. Lol. She's
I
like filming
that.
It now.
Oh my God. My favorite thing is seeing, they held hands at Coachella. Okay, she's at Coachella literally wearing something. My favorite thing about like.
Let me see. Oh yeah. She's literally like, Yeah, she's like, yeah.
She's at Coachella wearing something that if I wore, I would get 51.50. Like,
yeah,
immediately, my friends
everything she
would
wears,
call,
she'd
everything
be...
she wears is like something my friends would be like, mark as a red flag that I've lost my mind. And it would not only be that, but it would look so horrible on me.
But she pulls it off.
But
she's
she
like
just
an
pulls
it
girl. Off. These girls,
she's
how do they
girl.
Do it?
How do they do it? How do they like know exactly?
She's literally wearing like, she. Looks like someone who belongs at like an AA meeting in Reading, but it's chic.
Oh my God, like this one. What the fuck is she wearing? Like truly, what the fuck?
That's a true babe move is when you literally dress like...
But you're stunning and you're thin,
person,
so you can
but,
pull it
yeah,
off.
And you're just like,
whatever.
And
yeah,
like,
no, I agree.
It's like they got clothes out of like, a garbage can.
And literally just rolled around in dirt. And they were like, stylish.
Oh my God.
What? No, she's like beyond. Are you kidding?
She's really chic. She looks like, she kind of looks like Melania Giudice.
Oh my God, she kind of does.
She does.
Wow. But I'm curious. I think everyone has like their Instagram like K-hole
crush.
Yeah,
I want
to
know who.
Odessa's mine.
Okay, yeah, she's about to be mine. Who else have I gotten into like recently on Instagram?
Lauren Alice Avery is a babe. We've never talked about her.
She is...
She's
life.
A babe. She just Instagrammed that she's been sick because she has toxic mold in her house.
Oh yeah.
For like she's been sick for 3 years.
In her like Brentwood
which
mansion.
I think is by the way a total Sky Ferreira move. Yeah. Well, no, they It's a heroin, and it's called black mold / black tar. Like, literally, like, let's not get it twisted.
No, she is everything. You need to read her...
Her LA Weekly profile.
Her LA Weekly profile.
It's insane. Yeah, if you guys don't know about Lauren Alice Avery, she's just, like, this eighth generation Angeleno. She made a short film called Tears of Santa Barbara, which is, like, truly lol.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's good.
My friend, who hangs out with a lot of crazy people and has a high tolerance... literally hung out with her for like a week and was like, I can't. And then had to like bail. I'm sorry. Like, if he is saying that, then that means she's truly next level, babe.
I'm really, yeah, she's a really good one to watch. I'm trying to think of who else.
There's all these like fringe babes, I feel like.
So many fringe babes. And they're usually like 18 to 21 years old.
Yeah, which is peak babe age.
Yeah.
And with access to like Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's weird. I'm kind of like, I look at them and I'm just like, I feel so old.
Yeah. Well, there's like the teenage babes that are true babes because they encapsulate like every layer of babe. And then like there's like Instagram models that are like just babe. Like they're like that aren't in like the cool teenage, but they're just like hot girls on Instagram, like making everything about themselves.
Right.
But they can be fun to look at sometimes. Then there's like Victoria's Secret models on Instagram that are like, you get like a model off duty, or like you get like Victoria's Secret or like high fashion models, which mm-hmm. is its own brand of Instagram that's fun. Then you get like influencer, like cool women, which can be like very scary sometimes. I want to get off Instagram, but I feel like I can't.
What are you talking about?
Like, I want to quit.
I want to quit Facebook because I hate Facebook and I never go on Facebook. But we need it to, like, promote shit, TBH.
We're slaves. Slaves to social media.
I know. It sucks. I love Instagram.
I would like to quit every form of social media.
No, I love Instagram. I see nothing wrong with it. Twitter's annoying.
Instagram doesn't make you feel bad?
No. I don't relate to that. There are so many people that are like, oh, I like bad for my mental health. I feel bad. I don't get it. I just don't feel that. I don't ever feel bad.
But do you not, I guess, do you follow only people that you know in real life?
Yeah, or no, but like, no. But mostly, I honestly think it's a girl thing a little bit to follow, like, I don't know.
So, like, that's a gendered assessment that I will take you to task for in the comments.
I don't know. I just think that girls, like, they fall out of, like, Instagram. And I think also, like, the Instagram thoughts. I don't know. I just don't do it. I don't follow. I don't know.
It's not Instagram models that make me feel bad. It's like... It's just seeing people that, and I understand now that like everything, like social media obviously is a place where you project like the best version of your life and like the chicest of the chic of what's going on. And like more often than not, like it's a lie. And so.
Yeah, that's so weird to me though. I don't relate to that. But you don't do that. And I don't do that.
No, well, I don't do that.
I mean, obviously I pick like selfies where I look good, but like I don't ever project a lie at all.
I'm not like trying to posture like I'm like rich or like have shit going on I don't like actually have going on. But like, it's like when I see other women's lifestyle who might be like my contemporaries or people that I compare myself, it's just really easy to get into a vibe of like comparing myself to these other women and like, and men, but like, I don't know. It didn't used to be that way for me. And I used to be like you, where I was like really confused by people that had a negative reaction or were triggered by social media. I was right. Like, don't relate anyways. But then somehow it crept in and it really, I was like, I would just spend hours looking at and being like, it just makes me feel full of like want and like coveting other people's lives.
That's most
vibe.
People. I don't know. I feel comfortable with where I'm at, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it comes down to. Like, I feel comfortable with where I'm at in my life and I don't feel like competitive or something. Or
yeah.
I feel like
it's
I'm
like,
lacking.
I just have to be, I think I have to be like mindful of how much I look at Instagram because I would rather just use it to post whatever I want to post and then be like done.
Oh, I know, but when like, I feel kind of weird.
What?
Those fucking like boys that are always just like naked when they're just like always on a boat in Venice and like mm-hmm. getting naked. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they live a very...
It's very weird. It's like a very weird lifestyle where they're all just like constantly like in Venice and Malibu and Santa Monica, constantly naked, constantly just like swimming. It's weird. I don't understand their lives, but they all look so hot.
It's idyllic.
It's so idyllic. It's like, call me by your fucking name. And I don't know like what they do. And it's weird because they're always just naked together and like NBD. Like, I'm like, do these men all fuck each other? I'm honestly like,
I think TBD. They're just like hot naked friends.
Yeah, which is kind of like mind-blowing to me. Oh my God. Well, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast, but that weird sex party that I may have been invited to. I didn't talk about that, right?
No, you need to talk about that.
Okay, so this is like a nice segue actually into this. So a few years ago, we went to Palm Springs for Efron's birthday party. And a guy was there that I'd never met before, but he was a friend of a friend or whatever the fuck. And he was so hot. And I actually really liked his personality. He was like a loller. He's kind of a bitch, but like in a good way. Mm-hmm. And he was just most important.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
He looked very sexy. And I was like kind of vibing with him, but I operate from a place of like Grendel, even though like when I'm not. So like I can't imagine. And he was like a different genre of hot. I also think gay men are very good at like knowing what they're working with. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And we stick to the rivers and lakes that we're used to.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We know exactly like how to get, like, but I would never like try to even pretend to go after like a guy with a giant muscle body that like works out the gym like 7 days a week. Like that just isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, I was like, okay, well, I'm vibing with this guy, but he also came with her friend, and, like, I don't think he's into me. Smash cut to literally, like, 4 years later, right? Has it been 4 years? When Maybe. Was that birthday? That was a what long birthday? Time ago. The birthday that I met him at. Oh.
2014. Yeah, that was ago. 4 years ago.
So smash cut to 3 weeks ago. I get an invite to this same guy's housewarming party or something for he and his boyfriend in West Hollywood. And I checked the guest list. It is all shirtless men. All their profile pictures are shirtless men. They're all live in West Hollywood. There's not one woman on the invite list. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this guy and his boyfriend who's like also a muscle daddy. He's like 50. This guy's like 31 or something like that. But he obviously started dating an older guy and they're hot. And they literally like posting things like, can't wait to see you guys. And it's like a picture of them shirtless. And I'm like, getting these vibes. I'm like, is this like low key a sex orgy? Like, am I getting invited to like a sex orgy?
A sex party, yeah.
Yeah. And.
And you were.
Well, I don't know.
Did you
know.
Go? You didn't
no.
go.
No, hold on. I didn't go. So I know I should have gone so I would have even a more salacious story to tell for the pod. But so here's
someone
the deal.
Was in a K-hole of depression.
I was.
Just was like playing like shoegaze and like laying on his wine. Bed drinking wine
and feeling sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the guy comments on the wall being like, hey guys, just for clarification, this is not a sex party. Lol. So I guess other people were like, is this a sex party? You know? And he's like, no, it's just like a kickback, whatever. Then he DMs me and he's like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. We met in Palm Springs a few years ago. And I was like, yeah, babe, I remember you. He goes, you know, I had a huge crush on you and I just think it'd be really cool if you came to this party.
Oh.
And I was like, excuse me? I was like, I had a crush on you. And he's like, well, maybe you should come. It would be like a nice icebreaker. And I was like, I'm like literally like all my teeth like fall out. I'm literally like, ha, ha.
You're like bah, 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 bah.
I know. I'm like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, Jonathan, get out.
You're like, extend your trip.
This guy was so hot. You met him.
He's hot, but
he's
a psycho.
Hot as fuck. Yeah. He's a hot psycho.
He is.
Which I love. He was like, you can bring your friends, but like, I didn't know anyone in my friend group, which is probably a failure of mine, that like I felt would make sense at a sex party. Or at a party full of like I'm weird like WeHo muscle gays, because that's not who I hang out with. So I literally like, I guess I need new friends. I guess the moral of the story. I mean, so I never went. Maybe I should text him and be like, hey, like couldn't make it.
I'm so sorry,
I couldn't
make it.
But like, let's hang out sometime. Should I do that?
I don't know. Are you trying to like fuck him on the side?
Yeah, of course I am.
I think that's messy, and I think you definitely shouldn't.
It's not messy because he's not in our friend group at all.
Yeah, but he's around.
But I haven't seen him.
Well, then you've just talked about him on this podcast. And then it would be like a thing.
Let me have him. Please. 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 Ryan. We both have boyfriends.
Well, maybe you guys should all go out together.
The four of you. Okay.
And then see what happens.
Sure.
And maybe something magical would happen.
I wish that I like did go, though. I kind of regret that
I
didn't.
Yeah, you should have gone.
But I was not strong enough to go on my own.
But that would have been fun.
Or not, but it would have been an experience.
And yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of giving less like, fucks as I've gotten older, TBH.
I'm in a place in my life where I'm like 100% cool just showing up alone to places.
Really?
Like, it does not troll me.
What? I can't.
I feel like wherever I go, I'm going to know someone.
I'm just saying, I think everyone should look at their friend group and say, is there a person here I could bring to a sex party? And if you don't have one, you need to rethink things.
You need to get a friend that's like a sex party friend.
Yeah.
But I would be your person.
Yeah, you would.
Well, and then I was out of town. So you do not need to reexamine.
I would have totally brought you, but you also would have been the only woman there. But I mean, you've been to a lot of
What else is new?
Yeah, what else is new? Seriously.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
Anyway, that is to say that there is, I guess, a certain group of gays I kind of do like get overwhelmed by, and I'm like, and like those fucking Naked Venice yacht boys, I'm like kind of like, whoa, like
intimidating.
I'm intimidated by them a little bit, not because I think that they're,
well, it's
like,
just like
funnier,
they're all,
or whatever,
no, like, but it's like they're all so hot and like
comfortable with themselves, and they feel like they just project this image that they're like living in some weird gay West Side utopia where all they do is just swim with the fucking dolphins and like fuck each other.
Yeah, I think they're just like hot friends who like go on a boat.
Who just like don't care that they're all naked together too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been invited to go on the boat. I just haven't had a chance to yet.
Of course you've been invited on the fucking boat. Jesus
Christ. I'm really excited.
Why am I surprised? Who invited you on the boat?
I mean, I know all those guys and they're very sexy and very hot and like very naked.
You do know all
those
guys.
And photogenic.
Yeah.
Would I be comfortable being naked around them? Probably not.
I would not.
Would I go on the boat?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'd go on the flawless boat. They have flawless bodies. I'd go on the boat.
I'd go on the boat. They have flawless bodies.
I would be like Natalie Wood on that boat.
I'd throw you off and be like, where's Ryan? I don't know where he went.
Yeah, I'd be like,
it's an eternal mystery.
No, they'd throw me off when I took off my clothes.
No, it's like, I just don't. People with like crazily hot bodies, I'm just like, how do you devote your life to being hot?
It's so much work.
It's really a lot of work. No one, and that's another thing is like, I'm like, we're just going off into like La La Land, but like, I'm fine with it. Anyone you see that has like a really sexy, amazing body, just know that they work so hard to have that body. Like, there is truly no one, no matter how much they say, like, I don't do anything, like, blah, blah, blah. It's either they're not eating or they're eating, like, so scientifically and working out a ton. Like, there's no one that has a really hot body that
those
doesn't
guys
work
don't
for
eat
it.
Those boat boys. I'm sure one of them is gnawing on the boat because they're starving.
I don't know what their eating habits are, but I think that they're working hard to have chiseled.
So it looks
gorgeous
effortless, like on an Instagram story, but like there's a lot of blood, sweat, and queers that went into that body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But next time I'm invited on the boat, I'm going. And next time you're invited to a sex party, you're going.
Okay. Deal.
And I don't know how to get over my self-promotion, like Instagram.
Yeah, honey. Worries. You just need to like conquer that somehow. It's really easy. You just
maybe
do it.
It's that, like, I look at people's Instagrams and I really judge them for babying out on Instagram, but then I feel like if I put myself out there, then I'm on the table to be judged.
Like, do you think that people are going to perceive you as a babe? I understand
or
that.
Or perceive me as like a psycho or be like, who is that? And not to sound like I'm so like important that anyone would like go out of their way to think that, but like it's just. Yeah, like I feel like it's like vulnerable or it's like a area that I don't feel confident being vulnerable in.
When I feel that way when I do Instagram stories, I'm like, okay, is this like funny or am I just telling a really boring story? And do I feel like, are people making fun of me for this?
Yeah. And you'll never know. It's like you can't really worry about it.
Yeah.
But like there's been times when I've wanted to really like thought out on Instagram, like where I've taken like a sexy photo. I know you do.
I posted a picture of my butt and those jeans.
I know.
Looked good.
Those jeans really were challenging for me.
Why?
They were just like such a light wash.
They're
and
awful.
They were tight.
Yeah.
Why did you
But my butt looked good in them, right?
I couldn't get over just the jeans.
I know. There were like
those jeans.
There were like
really...
Oshkosh Bagosh. They were like Jordache jeans.
Really confused. I've never seen those jeans. No, that's why I was confused. I was like, where did he get these jeans?
I don't know. I went through a period where I bought a lot of jeans, but I like, don't know how or why. And I just go in my, I go in my closet and I'm like,
those
what
jeans
are all these
challenged
jeans?
Me in such a way that I couldn't appreciate
it
your
just,
ass
it
because I
to the
was,
idea
had too many questions.
That my ass dictates all. Like I will literally buy a pair of jeans that are like embroidered with like elephants and I will wear them if my ass looks good in them. Like I will wear anything if my ass looks good in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I actually kind of won't because those jeans were challenging for me too. But obviously like, I bought them.
I got to a point like last year I was in pretty good shape for a while and like took all like was taking all these photos that I really wanted to post to Instagram.
You
but
should.
Then I was like, is that off brand?
No, why you need to do that is you need to post that and just write on the bottom. Don't even come up with a funny caption. Be like, I'm posting this because my body looks great in it. Bye.
Yeah.
Just be like, fully transparent. Yeah. I think that's the new law is to be like, I'm posting this because I like the way I look. I hope you feel the same. XO.
Yeah, because it's like I want to babe out in certain ways. Because
you put a lot of work
like
into your body. You're allowed to like, I'm sorry, like you put work in that body, like you can show it off.
No, and I feel that way for anyone. And I don't judge people.
Oh,
for, like,
I don't.
No,
for
I'm
thotty
like,
pictures, I'm
fully
thankful.
Support. Yeah. But when it comes to me, I just get like, I need to be cool, not be uncool with myself.
I think you should post a thotty picture.
Picture a day.
Wait, no, you should post this will be a double whammy for you.
Okay.
You should post a thotty picture to promote the new episode of Babe on Monday.
Oh, I'm scared. I just
You should literally
scared.
Post a picture of you in a bikini or doing whatever hot thing that you're doing to promote it and be like, I'm conquering two things. One, self-promotion. Number two, posting a thotty pic.
I'm actually sweating profusely.
But you should do it.
We'll see.
You should do it. And you'll know, readers, because you'll know if she posted it or not. On Monday when you listen to this pod.
Okay, well, the pressure's on.
You'll
and,
do it.
And, yeah, I'm, like, so sweaty and freaking out.
I'll
but
do
I
it for
really,
you.
But I want to be, like, I want to be able to embrace a sexual side of myself on social media. And
you
maybe
should.
That's what's missing.
I think that would honestly...
Maybe I'm not
living
get
a lot
my
more
truth,
followers.
I know, and
you,
maybe
you'd
I'm
get
not...
get a lot more followers, and
maybe,
your career
that's
would take off.
Maybe that's missing ingredient.
Your career would literally
is me
take
being
off.
An
Watch
Insta
you just, like,
thought.
Post, like, a picture of your bikini, all of a sudden you're just, like, the hot, funny girl.
Okay, well, here's what's gonna maybe change.
Okay, good.
You might be seeing more of my body on Instagram.
Or less of her clothes.
Or less of my clothes, yeah. Maybe that's the key, is that, like, I'm just jealous of people who are living their truth. And
you,
I'm scared of people who are living their truth.
You're scared of not looking chic. I understand that. As, like, a funny, smart person, like, being thotty runs completely contrary to, like, what we want to be. So, like... So,
but like, I want,
you don't want to be perceived as like basic or like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be like, here's a picture of me looking great.
But why please. Can't, it's like,
why can't you?
Yeah.
I know. Believe me. I totally,
like if you're
I've wanted to post pictures of my ass before. I've wanted to post legit nudes.
Oh no, I know. It's your two, you're like 48 hours away from posting a nude at any given time.
There's this one picture I went to post when I was at the doctor's and I just was wearing a gown and like, you just see.
I love that photo. Yeah. Why didn't you post it?
Because it's just up my ass.
Okay, you have to post that.
No.
Why?
Because I'm posting a picture of my literal ass.
So what?
That's like like that's just like that's not chic.
That's chic.
I'm
it
worried.
I'm good.
I know it did.
It was a good picture.
But it's not like. But like, what is it like? Lol. I mean, Rob Delaney did it.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. He's a loller that like has
he
like
gets naked
body
a lot.
Thought pictures
he
in
gets
his
thotty.
Own way. Yeah,
he does. He gets thotty and he tries to do it in a lol way, but I'm like, babe.
He's a thotty loller.
He's so hot.
Who are other thotty lollers? Kelly Oxford kind of became a thotty loller on her recent trip to the Bahamas or wherever she went. I want to have maybe a thotty loller revolution for myself on social media, and maybe that will make me like it again, because the bottom line is I have to use social media. Like, I don't have an
option. I'm just
option.
Scared of like an employer seeing like
an employer.
Yeah.
Literally, we don't have jobs that you can get in trouble for social media stuff unless you're like a blithering racist on social media, which neither of us are.
But I'm just like imagining me getting staffed on a show and like my showrunner going through my Instagram and being like, he just posted a picture of his ass.
Who cares?
If literally someone did that, that would be weird in our profession.
Yeah, that's true.
In other professions, yeah, don't post pictures of your ass, like, unless you have, like, a super private Instagram. But, like, in this, there are no rules. That's kind of one of the perks, is that you can just be as psychotic and...
be yourself.
You can babe out and then...
No, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
In a sense.
Okay.
What are your methods for being, like, sane with social media and especially Instagram? Like, I want to know if people... I want to know if readers are trolled by it or more, like, lulled by it and happy about it. Because I go so back and forth. And another thing...
Do you post thotty pictures?
Another thing about social media and Instagram for me is that I can always tell when I'm, like... When I'm not depressed, I want to post more on social media. But when I'm, like, feeling anxious or depressed, I want to post a lot less. But some people are the opposite.
I haven't posted in, like, 2 weeks. I, like, don't have anything to post. I'm literally in an Uber going to and from the Valley having meetings all day. There's nothing... And I'm not going to post, like, me on the Warner Brothers lot, smiley face. At the Warner Brothers lot again, smiley face.
You, like, become Hollywood.
Yeah, like, literally, I'm not going to be like, oh, back to stage 11. Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, writer's room starting, joke punch up, smiley face, Hollywood. Can you believe it? Like, I'm not going to fucking do that. So there's nothing to post.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to have, like, a social media revolution. So maybe thotting out is, like, the thing that will help. We'll see.
I think that to promote each episode of Babe, you should do a thotty picture a week promoting the podcast.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that.
Okay.
I'm sweating, but I'll try it.
Okay, great.
I'm terrified, but I'll try it.
Maybe we can get that coveted straight guy demo.
We need a bisexual man demo.
I know. If there only there was one.
Do you have any Sky Ferreira updates? Because we had a reader request.
No, she's actually, she just posted, she was in the studio with Tamarin yesterday. Mm-hmm. She posted a clips of the song Guardian that she's been mixing for literally 4 years. 4 years. We heard Guardian when we saw her in concert, Laura.
Wow.
No, I know. She's had, like, and literally, like, she just posted, like, clips of it. And we're like, okay, this song should have come out 4 years ago. What the fuck is wrong with you? And why is she still in the fucking studio? Like, get out of the studio and just release the goddamn music.
Sad.
Yeah.
I know. She's just like, who knows?
Sky's being Sky.
Yeah. The sky has limits.
Okay. Let's get into reader mail.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. What?
Here's a funny one. Dear Laura and Ryan, I just have to say I started writing this email while listening to the episode where Ryan was talking about the woman in the airport who shouted the airlines don't care about people mid-flight on my way to LAX. I actually had to stop the episode because I was already panicking about missing my international flight due to my flight being an hour delayed. Anyways, I really babed out because once I landed in LA, it dawned on me the time difference meant I was fine and I wasn't going to miss anything. Lol. The real point of my email, however, is that I realized how much of a Kristen Doty I was a few years ago and probably why I used to hate her on Vanderpump so much, because I was her.
Oh, hashtag reflection.
I've never told anyone I did this, but I figured who better to confess my sins to. I started dating a guy about 4 years ago. He had major commitment issues and body image problems, which then he tried to project on me. He refused to call me his girlfriend because he, quote, didn't believe in labels, unquote. Since he was like that with all his previous GFs, I just assumed he wasn't going to change and I was okay with that. However, I found out he was sleeping with other girls in his college courses, so I cut off all contact, blocked him, etc. This meant I couldn't really be a part of the friend group I was in anymore since they were his friends. I made it about a year before I wanted back in that group. But plot twist, he actually had a new girlfriend now. Yes, with the label. It was someone he had worked with that he'd constantly talk shit about. I didn't really have a problem with her until they got together. She became my Ariana. I tried everything I could to wedge myself in between them. I tried to make her jealous by posting on his Facebook, inviting everyone out to events except her. That didn't work, and I became so desperate I created fake Tinder profiles for both of them in the hopes people they knew would see them and alert the other.
Wait. That is actually insane.
When that didn't work, I downloaded an app that gives you a fake phone number and messaged him pretending I was one of his GF's friends and explained she was cheating on him and using him for his money. He was super paranoid that women only wanted him for his non-existent wealth. Then I made a fake screenshot of her and her side piece and sent them to him.
That is a Doty thing.
I knew what dates to use because I followed her on Instagram under my work account, and she would go out of state a lot. So that's when she was having these excursions.
No.
My ex replied that he needed more evidence, but at that point, I was all out of ideas since I was lying. At the time, I was convinced she was cheating anyway, so I wasn't doing anything wrong. I also tried to convince myself I was protecting her because he's super critical of people's bodies and constantly made me feel bad. I assumed he was doing the same thing with her. Basically, I just made up a whole lot of assumptions in my own head to justify my behavior. Ultimately, they did not break up then, and as far as I know, we're still together. I finally realized I didn't want to be with him, even if they did break up, and went back to ignoring him. I feel like you guys would appreciate my story, and I have to say I'm a little proud of my creativity at the time, but also a lot ashamed of what I did. And in my defense, I was in my crazy 20s. Love the pod. Love you guys. Also, please keep my name anonymous. Don't worry.
I mean, a lot of people have been doing this crazy shit. I honestly think, as wild as that story is, I feel like so many people have been that way.
I think so, too. And I think, like, you gotta do what you gotta do to get to a place of zen.
You do.
And it's not like you were, hurting anyone, really, at the end of the day. The only person you were really trolling is yourself. And that's kind of the best case scenario. It'd be one thing if you were going, like, swim fan on that guy and his GF, but, like, you were trolling.
I know.
I did this to a person, actually.
Which one?
I really liked this guy when I was, like, a freshman in high school, or, like, summer after 8th grade/freshman year, and he met a girl that I went to church with, and they started dating, and I was, like, so jealous and so trolled. And so I made a fake account that was, like, I made, like, a fake AOL screen name, like, that was, like, Mermaid 66 or something. And then I would just, like, harass her on it. And I would just, like, talk shit to her. And, like, she was, like, my friend. And I just, like, kind of wilded it out and, like, let her have it.
Lol.
And then she was, like, I know this is, like, a fake thing or something, and then I was like, never mind. And then
we've all been there. I told you I hacked into my ex-boyfriend's MySpace and found pictures of his boyfriend putting a dildo up his ass.
Yeah, it's like, it's
careful
just,
what you wish for.
Yeah, you gotta do, you kind of gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And if no one's getting seriously hurt, it's just like you're being a psycho, and that's fine.
He looked incredible, and I masturbated to it. So I masturbated to my ex-boyfriend's new boyfriend.
I love that.
Getting fucking himself with a dildo.
Haven't really lived if you haven't been a Kristen Doty at some point or the other in
your
life.
Of course.
Oh, here's a good follow-up from our last episode. Hi, Laura and Ryan. I really love the recent episode where you talked about Olivia Munn's beauty secrets. Out of all the Hollywood bullshit explanations celebrities come up with to hide the fact that they've had plastic surgery, eating Japanese sweet potatoes to change your face has got to be one of the fucking worst. I'm an athlete, and I actually eat Japanese sweet potatoes multiple times a day and consume at least 10 to 14 pounds of them a week.
Oh my God.
So I should say I'm somewhat of a JSP expert. Lol. I can say for a fact that they do not change your fucking face. If that were the case, I would look like Gwyneth Paltrow and Heidi Klum's genetically modified love child by now, but that's definitely not what I have going on. Anyway, I will keep eating my potatoes because they are fucking delicious and a great source of carbs, and lolling about this while I pack them down. Thanks for putting out a great podcast.
Oh, love. People love the Olivia Munn.
Love.
I love that we talked about Olivia Munn.
I know. Oh my God. Lars, Marie, and Ryan. Just want to say that I love the podcast, and knowing that there's a new episode every Monday makes it so much easier to get out of bed on a Monday. Anyways, speaking of sleeping, in the past 2 months, I've had 2 dreams where I'm in love with Lara.
What?
Cue Ryan lolling. I'm a straight, married...
I'm not lolling, I'm shook.
I'm a straight, married lady who's never even kissed a girl or entertained any thoughts of lesbianism, yet these dreams have really struck me and felt very real. So real, in fact, that I feel compelled to tell you about them. Is this babe of me? TBD if I'm risking it all by revealing my intimate dreams about someone I've never met. All we did was kiss, but I remember thinking in my dream, she is so fucking cool. And in one of the dreams, Lara threw me a party with all my favorite things. We were basically besties, and I was so into it. Then cut to, Lara decided she was over me and ran down the street as fast as she could to escape my smothering love for her.
Well, that makes sense. That part makes sense. You lost me at Laura throws a party. I'm like, she barely gets out of bed. But then running away from you, that tracks.
I get out of bed now.
You do.
Throw a party, no. But no. Get out of bed, yeah.
We used to throw parties. Wasn't that wild?
Yeah.
We used to throw parties at our apartment.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Events, if you will.
Yeah. Like, that was what we did that a few times, Laura.
But anyways, back to my... I want to know if any other readers are having lesbian fantasies about me. Yeah,
because of Laura's bisexuality.
Yeah, because of my bisexuality. I love that I'm, like, entering the dreams of a married woman. I hope her husband feels trolled.
And let me know if you're having sex dreams about me and my loose asshole.
They're like, Ryan's bent over and his asshole is flapping in the wind.
I know. I really make a point to make myself look as desirable as possible on this podcast. I'm like, so here's what's up with my loose asshole.
I love that you're having a dream. I feel very flattered and excited. And I love the thought that, like, you're married and that a husband could be trolled with jealousy thanks to me.
Okay.
So if there's a straight man.
Okay, wrap it up.
Anyways. I love it, and I think you're
What's that on your fucking phone?
It's a pop socket.
For who?
For me.
What's a pop socket?
Hold your phone like this and not have to, like, it makes it easier to hold your phone.
Are you fucking crazy?
No.
Where do you get that? An infomercial?
No, I got it at the airport.
Laura, you're so weird.
Everyone's pop socketing now, babe. Get with it.
I don't know what that is, and I think you look like a loser. I think you look like a joke.
It's kind of losery, but it's good for taking
losery
body selfies.
You know what that is? That's like the people that used to, oh my god, bring their backpacks on wheelchair, like
this is not like a backpack rolly. on a rolly.
People that literally brought their backpacks on a rolly. Can you imagine?
For you to look at your phone.
Can you imagine who the fuck did that? That was shocking when people would bring their backpacks on a rolly. Are you? I'm like, are you trying to just like
that is a
put
babe.
A bullseye on your fucking back? I don't understand. Just put it on your goddamn back and call it a goddamn day. I literally was like, why do you make things so much harder on yourself? I never understood that.
Oh. Dear Lauren Ryan, I have an entirely different problem.
As opposed to what?
I really, really want to be a babe, but I'm agonizingly square.
Oh.
I alternate between This American Life and NPR's Money Talk during my morning commute.
I live
on the Upper West Side.
Cool.
I set out my clothes the day before,
ah!
Which truly there is no need to do so because I wear a variation of the same outfit every day. Black pants, tan boots, a black or white long top, and a tasteful neutral cardigan. I have about 10 internet safari tabs open with reviews for Business Insider's best mops. I hate the smell of pot. The only high I've ever gotten is a little too much NyQuil. I actually love to talk about the weather. I only eat at restaurants I have extensively vetted on Yelp, Google, and Instagram. I always end the night with two drinks. I have never had a one-night stand. I genuinely like Jennifer Lopez's clothing line at Kohl's. Titanic is my favorite movie. Listening to the Babe podcast after I finish NYC's BBC 9 a.m. news report is my dirty secret, and it makes me feel alive. I'm turning 25 in June, and the scary lack of babe moments is weighing heavily on me. I live vicariously through the stories you share about your life experiences, but wonder if there's any hope for me. Am I a never babe? Honey, you're a babe.
Yeah, honey,
the jig, I
think
you're
the
fine.
I think the twist is that you're a total babe. I think that like... I'm sorry. First of all, there's an obsession, I will say, when you're like that age, like, you know me, I'm sorry. I'm just such a grandma. Like, people take weird pride in being like, I'm just so boring.
But I don't think she's taking pride in it. I think she's like really.
No, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of that in there. I think there's a little, like, you know, I'm not buying what she's selling. And she has probably put cocaine up her vagina at some point.
I don't think so.
You know what? I hear that and I just say, I put drugs up my vagina. It's literally what I hear.
The first time I read this email, I was like, wow, you are a never babe. And then the second time I read this email, I realized that I had blacked out the first time I read this email when I reached the Jennifer Lopez for Kohl's line, and like my brain refused to process that as part of a journey.
I mean, that's a personal problem. I can't.
So now that I've read it again and had to read it out loud and like fully admit to myself and the world and to you, dear reader, that this is your truth, I think that you're not a never babe. You're a babe, but you're also a genius because you love this podcast.
Anyways. I'm just not buying what she's selling.
I think she's actually...
I just think that, like, I'm not kidding you. There is such a trend and, like, you know me. I just don't go outside anymore. I don't party. I'm partying. I'm falling asleep at 7 p.m. I'm a grandma. And I honestly think there's, like, a whole fucking meme culture BuzzFeed bullshit of this whole, like, I'm 24, but I feel so old. Like, I never go out. And I just feel like it's
bullshit.
She says
she goes out. She ends the night with 2 drinks. That's a lot.
It's not a lot.
I want to know babes. I want to know the never babes.
Also, it's really easy. If you want to babe out, just babe out. What the fuck? But also, setting out your clothes the day before is a total babe. Babe does not have to be like wild, crazy stories. It can
babe
be
is
it
anything.
It can be like a Tracy Flick ass shit. Yeah. And that's some Tracy Flick ass shit. The whole fucking like putting out clothes the day before.
I put out clothes.
All right.
Like workout clothes.
Yeah, but she's not talking about that.
I know, but here's the thing.
Babe,
you're a babe.
A babe?
But I also want to know Never Babe's darkest secret. So if Never Babe wants to write again.
Is she single? Did she say?
Yeah. Did she say?
No, she didn't say.
She didn't say.
Well, there you go.
She's having crazy sex. Never Babe is obsessed with anal.
There's something going on.
She's like wearing a butt plug right now. She's a collection.
I'm telling
you,
she's a drug mule.
I want to know.
She is a drug mule for someone.
We need more.
She has a crush on this guy. His name is Brad. And she, and to get closer
she's
to
like,
him.
I smuggled some heroin in my pussy and asshole.
Yeah. To get closer
times,
to him.
And he still won't talk to me.
He still won't talk to me. But also, I love Jennifer Lopez. Anyways.
Okay. Never Babe. Follow up and tell us something juicy because Ryan's
not buying
what you're selling.
Over it. This is
I'm
not...
buying what you're selling. I'm telling you it's a babe, but Ryan's not buying it. So we need more babe evidence.
I think she loves being a never babe.
And that's what makes her a babe?
I guess. I just don't buy it.
All right. Let's find one more. Fear and Loathing in Los Angeles.
Oh, cutie.
I moved to LA to pursue screenwriting. Between dealing with stressful production company gig and trying to meet people who aren't self-important knowledgers, I haven't written a damn thing in a year.
Oh, wow.
Dealing with emotional terror of the entertainment industry makes me just want to take a nap and watch Vando after work.
Fair.
How do you all find the time and motivation to write with a busy schedule? What are some great places to write in town?
Well, like I said, I have cerebral palsy money, so that gives me time. It's true.
I have Adderall, so that gives me time, but I also carve out like periods of time in my schedule where I say you're going to take an Adderall and write. So you just have to find pockets. I write in pockets of time. I don't ever set aside an entire day to write something because it will overwhelm me and I will feel like stressed out.
I usually write every day in the morning, but I would say, honestly, I haven't written really anything in the last month because I am doing other stuff. I have like meetings every goddamn day, all day. And so I haven't had time to write. And I remember I did a punch up on this pilot on Monday or something. And I loved it. I was like, I was in a room just like doing jokes, doing little revisions and all that stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I've missed actually like doing this.
Yeah.
Like, writing because I haven't done it in a while. So best places to write in town. Okay. So I used to go to this place called Mojo. Which like weirdly closed down for like a brand overhaul.
A reader wrote in about Mojo.
Shut up. Yeah. What did she say?
They said that they were like, is Mojo a babe? Because they were having a facelift and like redoing it. And
wait,
he was like calling
are
out.
You kidding me?
No, yeah. They had the same reaction that you did to Mojo.
That's crazy because I wonder if I know this person.
Let me find
it.
Mojo was a good place for
Mojo
you.
Is a coffee shop next to my gym. And I love it because A, it's next to my gym and I have to work out.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ryan and Lara. First of all, Lara, I fully identify with your recent name spelling struggles. As you can see from my name, it's something that's been trolling me. I don't even know, actually.
Oh, okay.
Seja?
Okay.
Seja? Sarah? Anyways.
Okay.
Oh, it's pronounced Seja.
Seja.
Yeah.
Seja, you love me.
Seja, you love me.
So okay.
I just babed out trying to pronounce Saya's name, and when it, the literal next sentence was, "It's pronounced Saya."
Oh,
so I went
oh
through
God,
all the babe trolls.
That's funny.
Now she knows my struggle even more. Anyways, I have a question regarding Ryan's coffee shop freelancing locale of choice, Mojo. I've been harboring a secret opinion about this place for months, nay, years, and finally I feel the strength to speak my truth. Ooh. It's a total coffee shop babe, maybe even a babe, ..
Yeah, I agree.
I know that this place has its lovers and friends. My own boyfriend is a devout follower of Easton and Mojo, and there are times when I think being able to walk a few blocks down the street to crank out a few hours of work there is the only thing keeping him from the brink of babedom. He works remotely, and knowing he needs to put on an outfit that is not Nike joggers just in case he runs into Michael B. Jordan's trainer or Dakota Johnson is just the motivation he needs. And yes, I'm aware he should probably send in his own babe letter. I also know that Ryan is a huge fan, having heard him talk about it on the pod and even seen him in person there. I wanted to say hi, but my anxiety over whether or not I should tell you how much I love the ass talk took too long to work through, and by that time you were gone. The place seems to have its devoted followers and clearly has been keeping things right and tight enough to stay afloat financially. But I can't help but be appalled at what I see as total babedom from floor to ceiling. There's one single outlet for every patron to
share.
Oh,
I know.
They only have cold brew, not iced coffee.
I know.
Their food selection is undesirable, if it even exists at all.
Yes.
The tables are doing their best, but sadly, their best is not up to par.
I agree.
And then today happened. According to a sign that someone typed up in what appears to be Comic Sans or some variation thereof and taped to the window of the place, they closed on short notice to, quote, reimagine our cafe, unquote. They are apparently rebranding and adding new products. At first, I felt bad. Mojo was clearly trying to live, laugh, love as a mediocre coffee shop without a care in the world.
That's what I mean.
But then they started listening to the trolls. That's me. I also, of course, became immediately concerned about whether this would send my boyfriend into a spiral. But then I realized...
It sent me in a spiral.
Since Mojo is a babe, and this reimagining is Mojo getting bangs... To which I leave you with one final question. Are you going to call 911 or should I? Sincerely, a loyal reader who is also wondering if Ryan has any recommendations for Mojo alternatives.
So here's the deal.
The readers are desperate for a place to write.
I have been through hell. honestly, I've seen it all.
You're like, I've been to rehab. Been to prison.
You don't understand. Mojo was the glue of my life. Like between Mojo and
that
Easton,
was every day.
Between Mojo and Easton, I went to Mojo and Easton every single day. And it made going to the gym a lot easier for me because I would just work right and then I'd go work out. Easy. I wouldn't have to change none of that stuff. I'm confused. I've been at Mojo for a long time. I've been at Easton for a long time. I know everyone there. I'm like family.
When are they reopening? Did you talk to any of your family
about what's
happening?
Well, here's the thing. I've spent less time at Mojo/Easton because number one, my trainer went to go train Ben Affleck in Hawaii, which was rude.
Rude.
I know. I was like, also like train him harder. He looks really bad. So
train him to be less of a dick.
Oh, I know. Right. And then I have a trainer now at this place called Muscle Mechanics down the street. So I only go to Easton now.
Muscle Mechanics. Where's that?
It's in like that shopping center where Kinko Copy is on La Cienega in Beverly.
Dark.
No, it's fine. Okay. Allison Janney works out there.
Cheap.
So basically, I go there twice a week. And so I only go to Easton 3 times a week. And I haven't seen my beloved Toby, who's like the Silver Fox daddy who like runs the place. But I need to tell him like what is going on, Toby. Part of why people loved Mojo was that it was so bleak. Like everyone like kind of loved that it was janky. And it was janky. Like it was no frills, which I loved. It was no like attitude. It was not gonna be like it's not like fucking Blue Bottle, Instagram, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like, they're
The coffee was good.
The coffee's good and then
I like the coffee.
I kind of like the food because they're just like,
I like
here's
the food too.
Here's like a 250-calorie wrap.
Yes.
Or like hard-boiled eggs.
Honestly.
Protein only.
That's how I washed
my... No fatties,
that's
please.
How I washed my weight. I would just eat
Ryan
a little...
Yeah, Ryan lived off the wraps.
Oh my God, the wraps.
Much
or,
to my chagrin.
Yeah, it was a wrap on being fat for me. So I don't know what to tell you. I've been lost. I've been like a ship without an anchor. And I've been going to Blue Bottle, which I don't like. I actually think Blue Bottle sucks, and they give you the smallest little coffees, and then you're just like done with them, and they're like $4 million. And my lunches are gone. I mean, that would be my lunch every day. So now I go to like beefsteak around the corner. and
get you had a beef steak?
Yeah.
To work?
No. I don't know where I work. I'm confused. I don't know where I work. I honestly work at home.
I work at home.
I work at home. I work upstairs. Jonathan works downstairs. But it's fucked up. I honestly, I feel like I feel like a rebrand is like putting a lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, Mojo.
Well, they could put in more
Mojo
outlets.
Has no Mojo, and that's why, that's its Mojo yeah. to me. I love Mojo. I'm ride or fucking die. And I am shook by the rebrand. And I am scared about what they're going to do.
A Comic Sans sign does not bode well.
No, and it closed really suddenly. It was like they posted the sign on Friday. It was closing Sunday.
What if they were like investigated by the health department?
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I work from home. I don't
know. Okay, so wait, hold on. So there's this place called Madison Park. It's not great. It's like an Instagram coffee shop, but... And there's like weirdly uncomfortable couches to work on, which I don't work on a couch. I need like
I will fall asleep if I work on a couch. Well, also,
I need like back support.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did run into a reader from Babe there. That was nice.
Also, if you see Ryan out in the wild, say hi. He literally loves it.
For only so long.
Well, yeah, say hi and goodbye.
Yeah.
Just go, Babe.
Because I got to go to work. Yeah. I know. Just say Babe and I'll understand.
And then you'll know. And that's
like,
the best.
It's like the bat signal.
Yeah, that's the Babe signal.
Yeah.
Is the best way to communicate with him. Extended conversation.
With Lara, you can actually just talk to her for literal hours.
I will indulge.
She will indulge. She'll take her out to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, take me out to eat.
Take her out to eat. She loves that. Take her out. Yeah, exactly. That's Lara's motto of life. You pay, I go. She's worth it.
I am.
She's like, she delivers.
Honey, people don't take me on vacations for nothing.
I know.
They take me on vacations because I'm fun.
People take you on vacations all the time.
Because I'm a fun person to travel with and hang with.
No, you definitely earn your keep.
I earn it.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the money. And I make it look effortless. Because it is. Anyways,
right.
Good luck finding done? Places. Yeah, I think we're done. What else? There was one. Oh, Babe of the Week. So we're going to do Babe of the Week differently.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Because we have a lot to think about. We're busy.
being businesswomen.
Packed schedules, being businesswomen and trying to get business deals.
Right.
So we've fallen off. By accident, on naming Babes of the Week.
I mean, my Babe of the Week would be Odessa.
Babe of the Week would be your computer.
Oh, right.
But we don't have to get into that right
now.
Basically, Ryan bought a computer when Mercury was in retrograde that literally is a lemon.
It has broken down after 2 months. I got it.
Yeah, and Ryan refuses to get stern with the Apple employees and demand a new computer. And
so
instead, he just keeps going and letting them repair it. And then it breaks again. And he's done this 4 times.
It's been 4 times.
And literally, he refuses to get stern.
I went last week and they were like, okay, your computer is good as new. And then I was like, that's not possible. They're like, no, it is. And I've been gaslit. I have been totally gaslit by the employees.
No, but you're now...
And then they tried turning it on.
Fool me once,
turn it on.
Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So you're now in a fourth round of shame.
I love how you had to think about that.
What?
You had to think about that. You thought you did it wrong.
Yeah, I did think I did it wrong, but I did it right. And you're like, fool me 4 times.
I know.
Kill yourself because you are literally...
You need to come with me next time.
I will come with you next time and I'll lay down the law.
Yeah. You need to because
I'll be like, this is unacceptable.
I know.
I'm going to speak to a manager and we're going to get you a new computer. But for right now, your lemon computer.
I had an Uber driver pick me up after that whole debacle. And I was like talking to my friend Claire on the phone. I was like, this is fucked up. Like, da 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 da. And then she's like, okay, I got to go. I'm like, okay, bye. And it was right when we were pulling up to the house. And the Uber driver was like, oh, I'm sad you're leaving. You sounded like you were fun. And I was like, what?
I wonder what your Uber drivers think of you. Like,
I have a really good rating. I have 4.8.
Really?
Yeah, 4.88. It's good.
Whoa.
I know. Because I'm not a psycho.
I know, but you do get on, you just get in there and then talk on the phone.
I have phone calls. Yeah.
Take a phone call and you go, you Babe out on the phone call.
Yeah. Well,
like sometimes you'll be talking to me about very private things and then I'll realize you've been in an Uber the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't care.
No.
That's probably why they rate you high.
Yeah.
Because they just, you live, laugh, love.
It's entertaining.
So, yeah, that's my Babe of the Week for you. But here, okay. So we're not going to think of babes of the week anymore.
Yeah, we can't. We don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah, so we're actually going to give you a job and employ the readers. You're hired.
You're hired.
You got it. You got the job. So you guys can think of babes of the week and then email babepodcast@gmail.com and tell us who your babe of the week nominees are. And then we'll pick one. And I'll pick one.
Or if one gets nominated multiple times, then clearly the winner.
So it's like, we want to leave this in your hands. You now know what qualifies people to be babes. Yeah. Like, we trust you. You get it.
Yeah.
So write us babepodcast@gmail.com with your babe of the week. And from here on out, it's your call.
No pressure.
Follow us on Instagram @babepodcast.
Yeah.
Check out my YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Influence.
Influence.life.
You guys will love it. It's so good.
Just type that into your browser. That's the website. It will direct you to my YouTube channel with Graydon. And you really need to like and subscribe.
Right.
And what else? That's it.
I love you.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.